coach. Yesterday, Derek Mason was on the show. And Derek Mason, we asked Derek Mason about the proposal that's been put forth. Roger Goodell was in town on Monday, the commissioner of the NFL, and he said to a group of high school students, about 700 of them, that HGH testing is something that the NFL wants whenever they get a collective bargaining agreement done. Here's what Derek Mason had to say about that.
You know, he needs to stop crying about blood tests and HGH. He needs to try to get a deal done. That's what he needs to do. He's been on this crusade about, you know, HGH, but he needs to be on a crusade about getting these owners together and trying to work out a deal. He's a joke, because every time I look, he's talking about, you know, performance enhancements instead of talking about, you know, trying to figure out a way to make sure football is played.
That comment was a little surprising to us. It got national attention. I want to bring in Adolfo Birch, who is the NFL Senior Vice President of Law and Labor Policy. Adolfo, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. How are you guys?
We're doing well, thanks. Well, what'd you think about, I guess, Derek's comments that why are we worried about HGH testing right now? And certainly, I'm certain you're not too thrilled with what he had to say about your boss.
Well, I'd say it this way. I think, you know, he probably would. I'm not sure that he really feels that way. I think probably what he is doing is expressing the frustration that a lot of us have that, you know, we haven't been able to resolve our differences in bargaining. But I think there's no question that HGH testing and the integrity of our game is as critically as important as anything else that we're talking about during the course of these discussions. And, you know, I think part of the reason he's able to be sort of, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, cavalier about it, is precisely because as a league, we have taken steps over the years to be very proactive and to make sure that we try to have the best and most effective policy we can. So, I don't know. I don't want to comment on specifically what he was saying, but I do think it was important. And I think the commissioner's statements were right on point.
We're talking with Adolfo Birch, Senior Vice President of Law and Labor Policy for the NFL. I want to play one other cut that Derek had to say, because I think a lot of people look and say the issue with HGH testing is you can't just pee in a cup anymore. They need to stick a needle in you because of they basically need a blood test to be able to test for HGH as it is now. A urine test won't work.
You want to do whatever you have to do to make sure there's not a competitive edge in the sport. Blood tests, I don't know. They've been crying about a blood test for the longest, and, you know, I think that's too intrusive. There's other ways and other methods.
There's no other ways and other methods, right, Adolfo? It's a blood test,
that,
right?
I think you hit the nail on the head. And a couple other points on that. One is that while blood testing may appear to be intrusive, I would argue that standing naked and allowing someone to watch you as you relieve yourself is not particularly enjoyable either. And, you know, I get tested in the same way the players do, and I can vouch for that directly. It is not an enjoyable thing to do. And the other thing is that I think there's a misnomer that that blood testing requires you to, you know, give a quart of blood to do it. We're talking about a tablespoon or so of blood. So, you know, if a 13-year-old gymnast or figure skater can handle getting the blood test, I think our players should be able to do so as well.
Okay. Adolfo Birch is our guest. What about today? Today's a court date. How long, what's the process today, and when do you expect the decision?
Well, today there'll be a hearing. I'm not sure how long. You know, they've given a period of time for argument, which I guess is roughly, maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that total. I don't think we are expecting either side to have a ruling today. We would expect that the judge will take her time and make a decision within the next week or two, would be my guess. And then after that, we'll see where we stand. But, you know, today certainly is important. It's the opportunity for both sides to give their arguments on the nature of the filings and what, you know, what we're seeking. And we're hopeful that the judge will view that information and view our arguments and make an appropriate decision.
Adolfo, can you fill everyone in on what's going to happen today, what's being argued? This is basically the Players Association that wants to try to get an injunction on the lockout to try to get back to business, right?
That's correct. The basic filings in play are that the players have sought what's called a preliminary injunction, and that is a form of relief that says that they want to enjoin the lockout. And we have filed arguments reflecting that the decertification that led to this was in fact a sham, and that it was all a part of a larger effort to have a better leverage position from a negotiation standpoint. So the judge will consider that argument first, that it's, you know, whether or not an injunction is warranted, a preliminary injunction was warranted, and we'll go from there.
You're an attorney. Fair to assume that whoever loses, there will be an immediate appeal, and we're not going to get this either. Even if there's an injunction granted, we're not back to the business of playing football in 2 weeks. And if there isn't, then the players will appeal, so this will get bogged down in the courts a little while longer. Fair to assume that?
While not handicapping it, I would say that's fair to assume.
Dolphin Birch is
I think the stakes are high, and I believe that either side, whichever side doesn't prevail, will likely appeal.
All right, Dolphin Birch is our guest. What about the people out there that are, you know, frustrated because there's no football right now, and they see it, you know, guys driving to work for 50 grand a year saying, hey, why can't the millionaires and billionaires figure this out and get back to work? You know, why is this in court?
Well, you know, look, I understand the fans' frustration. As a league, we understand it. We have acknowledged it repeatedly. We understand that they have a right to be upset, and they have a right to sort of, you know, be against both of us right now because they look at it and say, why can't you guys work out your differences? And that's perfectly understandable. What we're trying to do, though, is be clear that, you know, we need a system that is good for the long term, and that is good for the benefit of the game, and that accrues to the fans as well, so that we're able to invest in things like the newest technology and, you know, innovative ways to market the game and international and all these other things that are in play for the long term of the game. We have to get this resolved, and we have to do it right. We can't do it in an ad hoc way that just gets us through, you know, the next 2 months or 3 months. We have to do it in a way that fixes the issues so that our teams have a basis and a reason and a incentive to invest in and grow the game.
We're chatting with Adolfo Birch, Senior Vice President of Law and Labor Policies, involved in the negotiations with the league and the union. Adolfo, I want to run something by you, and that is one of the big bones of contention seems to be here, how much access the players are getting. They certainly want more to financial records. We had on a gentleman by the name of Ed Hale, who is president of a local bank around here, and he said, look, in the banking business, we're very transparent. We asked him, he also owns a professional sports team around here, I should mention, and I asked him, would you open the books? He said, you know, I would. Jim Duquette, former vice president in Major League Baseball for 15 years, I said, would you open the books? He said, I would. What is the sticking point for the league in not opening the books up for the union to prove the financial situation that the league is in right now?
Well, I think I'd probably disagree with the contention. We do. You have to look at what we offer and what they get already, what they've had for 20 years first. I mean, we give them, they have access to all revenues down to the penny with audit rights. They have access to all the costs that we have that we get credit for. They get audit rights on those. And they have access to all the costs that we asked for credit for initially, which were some of the new things. We gave them a detailed report of all of those costs as well. Now, we also offered, notwithstanding all that, because we listened to them and because for 2 years they said that the, you know, the profit data was important, that's what they wanted to know, what the profits were, how they changed. We offered to give them that. We offered to give them that over 5 years on a league-wide basis and a per-club basis, turned over to a third party of a mutual agreement. And so, you know, I think that when we look at it, what we offered to give them is more than is required by law, is more than they've ever had before, and we've been able to do 4 or 5 deals since 93 with that. And it's more than our clubs even share among themselves.
So what do they want that they're not getting then?
That's a good question. They didn't really tell us that. I think at that point we didn't really get much of a response when we offered to give them that on the 11th.
Adolfo Burge is the voice you hear, Senior VP of Law and Labor Policy for the NFL. Adolfo, what about the court of public opinion? You got the hearing today, but this has been playing out in public. Initially, I think the players had a lot of sympathy from the fans, and then things have turned a little bit. Adrian Peterson's comment about slavery from a guy that makes $10 million a year base salary. Do you think you guys are doing a better job handling the press?
Well, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, this is not really about the media and the PR. It really is about getting to the bottom of finding where the decision is and, you know, finding a deal that works. And so I don't think we're doing what we can do from a PR standpoint. They're doing what they can do from a PR standpoint. But at the end of the day, the PR is not what's making the difference. What's making the difference is two parties going back into a room and bargaining. That's where it's all, no matter what else you hear about litigation and, you know, and PR, et cetera, this thing is not going to end until the parties go back into a room and negotiate through collective bargaining like we've done since, you know, 89 or 93.
Adolfo, prediction, do we play all 16 games this year?
Certainly hope so.
Thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it so much.
All righty.
Thank you.
It's Adolfo Burge joining us from the NFL Senior Vice President for the NFL. So he's right in the thick of things.